Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In Matthew 6:33, the Word of God says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. All these things. What things? You see, this is something that we believers are learning continuously, what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. How do I seek first the kingdom of God? I put the things of the kingdom before I put the things of the world, things of family, things of personal desires or needs. I put the kingdom of God prior to those. In other words, I have a set of circumstances that I have perhaps options towards, and I have to select which ones I'm going to pursue at the cost of other ones. And so God is saying, seek first the kingdom of God. You see, prior to that He said, I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Like one of what? Like a flower. Like the grass of the field. Proverbs said, study the ant. Study the ant. I was talking with my wife yesterday about our dogs. And she said, you know, they're not really all that anxious. They don't worry about what they're going to eat tomorrow. They just figure it'll be there. And sure enough, it's there. Go figure. And yet we believers, we're afraid of what we're going to eat tomorrow. How many young people are concerned about what they're going to do with their life? And the concern can be such that they actually leave seeking first the kingdom of God. How many older people? How many people leave the call of God to get more money? Well, the money was a snare to that person. And that snare is going to rob them for eternity because they have left the call of God. How many people are seeking after a career or after a college and they are called to a specific place and say, I'm going to leave that which I am called to for this temporal thing? Well, your temporal thing is going to burn. But the call of God will never burn. The call of God will bring you eternal reward. Seek first that which is of the kingdom of God. Seek the eternal. Do not seek the temporal. Seek the eternal first. And all of these things, every single last one of them, all of these things will then be added unto you. I'm proud of my Bible college students that you are pursuing and you are following through and you're not quitting. It would be easy to quit Bible college when you are called there because of temporal circumstances. Oh, maybe I need a job and Bible college is in the way. Maybe your job would be in the way of Bible college. Have you ever considered that one? Maybe that job that you're looking after, and I'm all for getting a job. If you need money, go get a job. But don't compromise the kingdom of God for getting a job. Maybe all you're going to end up doing is flipping burgers the rest of your life. Then be the best burger flipper there is. Learn everything there is to learn about burger flipping until you're managing that little burger flipping restaurant, until you're managing a burger flipping group of restaurants, until you can open your own restaurants, until you can open 100. And there you have some success. And do it all in honoring God. When I was in Bible college, Pastor Stevens would really, every summer, every spring, Pastor Stevens would get up and he'd say, Bible students, don't quit! You get back here in the fall. You may be going to wherever you're going to over the summer, but you get back here in the fall and you finish your training. And we were all like, okay, we'll do that, okay. Why? Because you seek first the kingdom of God. And all these other things are added unto you. If I leave my call for anything outside of the kingdom, I've left the kingdom. I haven't left my salvation, but I left the kingdom. What does that mean? I left the reign of the kingdom over my heart. God will let me do it. When I was pursuing medical schools, I had opportunities to leave my call in favor of medical school. But I wouldn't leave my call in favor of medical school because I said, I'm called! You never leave your call. Why? I could hear my pastor in my head. And that's the way he said it. And I heard him loud. Because for about two nanoseconds, it was tempting. And then I heard my pastor's voice. And he says, don't quit! It's okay, pastor. I'm not going to quit. No, you seek first the kingdom of God in all things, and all these things are added unto you. It's not the other way around. It doesn't say seek the other thing first and the kingdom of God is unto you. Seek the other thing first and you've lost the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God first and you lose nothing at all. It's very tempting for men to pursue careers. Because men have this thing. Women do too, but not, I think, to the extent that men tend to have it. They have this thing of, what am I making out of my life? And they hit a certain age and they say, I haven't made much or as much as I would have liked to out of my life. I need to now go pursue making something out of my life wholeheartedly. And they can walk out of their call. And God says to them, what are you making out of your life? You see, a lot of it depends on whose perspective you're looking from. Are you looking from a natural perspective within yourself out at the world, or are you looking from God's perspective at yourself down upon you? And I say, what am I making out of my life? Look what the world is doing. What am I making out of my life in the world? And God says, what are you making out of your life in the kingdom? Your CEO who doesn't know the Savior is nothing in the kingdom of God. And he's the CEO. And if Donald Trump doesn't know the Savior, then he's nothing in the kingdom of God. And he's very famous and very successful in the world's estimation. What are you making out of your life before the God, the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God? What are you making in God's eyes of your life? Or are you so concerned with the temporal that you won't seek first the kingdom and you'll seek the temporal and put the kingdom to the side and say, oh, well, the kingdom doesn't move. No, the kingdom doesn't move, but you do. And so it's not the kingdom getting farther away, it's your heart that's getting farther from the kingdom because you're seeking that which is temporal. I'm talking about leaving my call. I'm talking about walking away for the temporal. I'm talking about there's something that I need in the world and now I have to leave God and God's ways to go find what I need. Seek first the kingdom of God and maybe God will bring it to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then God will add all of these things unto you. You never walk out of a call. Never walk out of a call. Why? Because you walk out of God's place for you. You walk out of God's provision for you. You walk out of God's covering and His protection for you. And if you choose to change places, you had better do it in the precise leading of God. And not in presumption, looking at a temporal need and saying, I have to do this, I have to leave my call. You don't have to anything. You have to obey God. And even in that, you have a free volition. But if you have half a mitochondria in a brain cell, You are not going to leave the call of God. You're going to seek first His kingdom, and then He will add things unto you. Why? Why seek first His kingdom? So you're not a loser. Plain and simple. There are those who are going to be declared at Bema Seed winners, and those who are going to be declared at the Bema Seed by default losers. I don't want to be a loser at the Bema Seed, do you? Hey, you know what? This life is going to last, comparatively to speaking to the eternal life you're going to have, a nanosecond. You're going to be looking back on this life far into eternal future, and you're going to say, I barely remember. It went so fast. It was like this gnat, and now I'm here, and I've been here for countless ages, and I barely remember, but I'm still here. I know that I was there because they found me in the Book of Remembrance. There I am on page 7,397. In the Book of Remembrance, there I am. How much of your life is going to be written in the Book of Remembrance? How much of your life is going to be written in that which has passed away, in wood, hay, and stubble? How much of your life is going to be written in world pursuits, not necessarily sinful in and of themselves, but not the way that God had led you? How much of that is going to be remembered? Not one iota. It's not written in the Book of Remembrance. I'm going to get a job on the other side of the country, but I'm going to find myself a good church there. Did God call you to that good church there? Did God call you to that place? Is that the perfect geographic will of God for your life? Is that what God had planned for you from eternity past? Or is that just kind of what you figured because it seems to work out because you don't know what else to do? Hey folks, I'll give you a clue. If you don't know what else to do, go to Bible college. And at least you'll get trained in how to think with the mind of God, and then you won't need somebody to tell you what to do. You'll know what to do, because you know how to think. Secular college doesn't teach anybody how to think. Secular college, all I've ever seen them do, and I have 6 college degrees, so I've been there a little while, all they've ever managed to do is confuse people. Look at you. You come from a chimpanzee. You may look like it, but you didn't. Your great-grandmother wasn't an amoeba. Yet these professors and peers, your grandmother was an amoeba. No, you're a moron. You can't even look at your own kid and figure out that you made this kid, not a bolt of lightning and some dirt. Stupid. Why? Because they don't seek for... You know, here's the thing. Christians get that way. Christians get that way. I know PhDs in secular colleges who are buying the garbage that they're being sold, hook, line, and sinker. And they grew up in Christian families. And then they went to college and got completely confused. Why? Because they didn't bother learning how to think with the mind of God. I remember debating with a professor one time, and I was arguing for the Bible, and he was arguing against the Bible for evolutionary theories that had no actual evidence to back them up, while the Bible has lots of evidence. Anywhere in archaeology, you know what the Cambrian explosion is?
It's the sudden appearance over vast millions of years.
Yes, sudden over millions of years. You know what? Your statement is stupid. It's not sudden over millions. Tell, show me a sudden over millions. Yeah, how long does it take if I knock a glass off the counter to fall on the floor? That's sudden in my opinion. But in your opinion, millions of years is sudden? You're a crackpot. Learn how to think. Balaam's ass had more sense than you do. Some stupid donkey. You're not even a stupid donkey. Hey, you know what? Learn to think with the mind of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. What's your hurry?
Well, I might be 25 and I'll still be in college.
You have a weird value system.
I don't know what I want to do.
Then go to Bible college. Learn how to think and you'll know what to do. Learn the Word of God and you'll learn how to hear from Him. Isn't that amazing? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these things are added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Isn't this why people leave their call? They take thought for tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? I'm nowhere by my estimation today. You know where you are today. You're in God's divine training program. That's where you are today.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's not up to you to know. Don't worry. He said, take no heed. Give no thought to it. For tomorrow.
Well, son, you know you've got to figure out what you're going to do in your life.
I'm 20 years old, man. How am I going to figure that out? I know 50-year-olds who don't know what they're going to do with their life. Why? Because they've lost their hopes and dreams. They've given them away. Why? Because they didn't seek first the kingdom of God. Here's the thing, folks. God doesn't disappoint. Everything else does.
Well, I'm flipping burgers.
Good for you. Learn everything there is about flipping burgers and run the restaurant. And learn everything there is about running a restaurant and run the zone of restaurants or whatever they call them. Be the zone director. And once you make a little bit of money as the zone director, take out a loan and open up your own restaurant because you know everything there is to about running a restaurant. And because you know everything there is about running a burger place, your burger place is going to make some money. And then open another burger place. And open a 10th and 100th and 1,000th. And you can support missionaries all over the world. You can support churches all over the world. And your little burger flipping job can have some serious impact on eternity. What do you mean you're in a nowhere place? You're in God's training program. But you seek first the kingdom of God. You see, if I despise the day of small things, I'll never qualify for the day of great things. I don't mind the day of small things because it's a day of my training. And the only reason why I experience the day of small things is because God has prepared for me the day of great things. I know a man who's an airline pilot. He's no longer working for them, but he had spent a few decades as an airline pilot. Did you know they wouldn't let him fly an airplane until he got into the simulator? And even after he learned how to fly an airplane, and he was a skilled, experienced pilot, they wouldn't let him into a different airplane until he got in the simulator again? What sense does that make? I know how to fly an Airbus. Why can't I fly the 747, different airplane? But can you imagine if he fought getting back into the simulator to be trained again in the day of small things? He'd never fly 747 or whatever else that they switch him to. He'd never go beyond where he was. Likewise with us, God takes us, gives us a day of small things, trains us for us, lets us experience that day of small things, lets us have that day of small things. Then he gives us the day of greater things. And then you know what he does? He takes us back to the day of small things again. I find it really interesting. I read General Schwarzkopf's book years ago. After the first Iraqi war, he wrote a book. It was a good book. And I found it really interesting. He was talking about going through the military, and when he was a colonel, they sent him to be trained. Isn't that kind of weird? A colonel is a high-ranking officer in the army. He was a colonel, and the military sent him to be trained. Because they wouldn't let him be a general until he had spent a few years being trained in war college. And yet I as a believer think that I can somehow walk out of my call, or perhaps like I know so many people that I was classmates with who walked out of Bible college, and all of a sudden I think that God's going to like trust me with something. If he can't trust me to sit in the classroom and receive? There's nothing wrong with sitting in the classroom and receiving. That's called training. How many years does it take to become a doctor? 4 years, and then you practice. And you're not an independent doctor yet. You practice what you learn. You're in training. What happens if you walk out of your training? Well, that's the end of your career. What happens to me as a believer if I walk out of my training? That's the end of the kingdom in my life. Can I go back into training? Yes, but the opportunities you have missed are going to be immense. A high-ranking military officer has to go to college before he can be a leader of men. And he's already a leader of men. But a colonel is not a shabby rank. A colonel has a lot of people under him. You've got some pretty good authority if you're a colonel. But if you want to be a general, you've got to spend your time back to where you were when you were a raw recruit, just learning. Don't despise this day of small things to where you would leave your call. To where you would neglect things like Bible college, to where you would neglect things like church, to where you would neglect things like outreach, because they seem plain and common to you. They're not plain and common. They're God's training program. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then the kingdom of God has trained you to function in the kingdom of God. There are people, and thankfully nobody in our group, but there are people that I know who have left for secular college a call. They wouldn't go to Bible college because they insisted on secular college. You know what? I wouldn't be caught dead in secular college without Bible college. And if there was no way for me to do Bible college first, then I would be doing it concurrently. And if I had to, I'd go to secular college part-time so I could maintain Bible college. Why? The kingdom of God is more important. But I won't graduate when I'm 22. Oh, well. And yes, that is the end of the world. After all, it's ending on 2012. Isn't that what they're telling us now? Because the Mayan guy, his arm got tired when he was writing the calendar. That's where he stopped. Oh, the world's ending. His arm is tired. Isn't that like what we are, though? I'm a little tired. I've got to go. Now, if you're a little tired, then learn the character of discipline. Learn the character of discipline. Why? Hey, did you think that homework in college is a pointless endeavor? It really isn't. Even if there's like no visible use for it, you know what it does for you? It trains you in character. God allows certain things to come in your life just to train you. And they may not immediately make sense to you. Well, that's okay. His ways are above your ways and His thoughts are above your thoughts, and don't try to figure Him out. It's His plan, not yours. If you try to make your plans contrary to His plans, you'll find that your plans don't work. It's amazing how He's good at showing you that. Seek first His kingdom. Seek first. I'm proud of my Bible college gang. You guys are sticking with it. I mean, you guys have a focus, and I know some of you can't do it full time, but you guys have a focus. And it's changing your lives. And you may not always be able to see it because you see the inside of your own heads. But He is changing your lives. And the rest of us receive its benefit. You don't walk out of a call. I don't care if it's church, I don't care if it's Bible college, I don't care if it's a geographical call. You do not walk out of a call. If God ever calls you, for example, to something different than this, and it is His call, then fine. But if it's just because, well, I figure I don't know what else I'm going to do, so I'm going to drop what I have and go, no, you're nuts. That's not how you do it in God's kingdom. He said, abide in the calling wherein you have been called. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Abide in the calling wherein you have been called. That's about all He says about that. He doesn't say until. He says, abide in your calling where you have been called and seek first His kingdom. It's really so simple, but the reason why people walk out is because they don't trust. They don't trust the rest of this. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink in verse 31? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. In other words, after these things the unsaved seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. I don't do this very often, but I watched a movie last night. And I got that movie Blindside. And it was interesting to see the man had a Taco Bell chain. They had like 85 restaurants, and how successful that man was. Now, I don't know what the real person did with that. But imagine, and he may well have done this. Imagine if that somebody who's making money off of 85 fast food restaurants, imagine if he is supporting missionaries or supporting a local church. Imagine if he is giving to the kingdom. You see, one of the things is that we have to remember that not everybody goes out into foreign lands. Pastor Stevens used to say, if all of you guys end up on the foreign field, there will be no home base. And without a home base, there will be no foreign field. So some are called by God to stay where they are and build what they have. Because if there's no one to build that, who's going to go out? No one's going to go out because there'll be no one to send them. So imagine that man, if he was a giver. And probably he was. Imagine what that kind of thing can do in the kingdom of God. You see, every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. You don't look for the glamorous. You look for the call. But sometimes we look for the glamorous And sometimes we look for the temple. And sometimes we look for the call. Look for the call. Amen?